Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, joining us now. We'll talk some Senior Bowl, and we'll talk a little bit because he was also instrumental in the Seattle Seahawks turnaround under John Schneider. So he's here with us, and we'll get some thoughts on him with what he thinks with our Houston Texans. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
You know, so you're talking to two guys who are really good friends with Lonzo Highsmith, and you're a guy, just quickly, I want to get your thoughts on this. You're a guy who has known Highsmith for years. All you guys who traveled the roads together scouting, it's an awesome community. A lot of guys who are really good friends, and sometimes it develops into relationships that turn into one guy getting hired as GM and one guy hiring a bunch of guys that he met while they were on the road. He's now, quote unquote, general manager of the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Hurricane. This has been something that's a relatively new phenomenon, but I guess it's really time that colleges are run like organizations, professional organizations anyway. It makes sense that colleges should have the GM types.
Yeah, those one of the best, man. I'm happy for him down there. He's back at his alma mater. But, the portals kind of force that. The college level, they're splitting into like a college department and a high school department. Like the NFL has college and pro. So, it only makes sense. And it's a good thing because there's football's becoming a younger man's game increasingly. When I got out of the NFL 5 years ago, I was in my early 40s, and I was starting to be one of the older guys on the road, which is crazy. When I got into scouting, there were still guys in their late 60s and to mid-70s still scouting, and it's certainly not that way anymore. So it's good that some of the old guys, some of us old guys in our 40s and 50s that are getting squeezed out of the NFL have another career path. You know, I think you see a lot of guys like Drew Fabianich, a guy that scouted for the Cowboys for about 20 years, you know, is the GM of the GM at Auburn football. He just got let go with the Brian Harsin move. But I do think you're going to see more and more of that.
Jim, you're a guy who I think you've done some really great things with Senior Bowl. As someone who my other job when I'm done with radio is to evaluate these players. And you know, I learned under Chris Ballard, who is about traits. And you're getting a lot of guys with traits in there. One of the guys who's got the speed trait is Tank Dell from Houston. There's two guys from Houston who look like they could be Senior Bowl types, Clayton Tune, Tank Dell. Have you looked at them, and what are your thoughts for that game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look at them. We're all over those two guys. Both really good players. Tank is a guy with a cool playing background. You know, he started at Alabama A&M right here in our state. But, you put on the tape, and he jumps off it with the acceleration and the explosiveness, and not only is he a really good slot receiver, but he's also an excellent punt return prospect as well. So that's going to help Tank. You know, the biggest thing with Tank is he's a smaller guy, but he doesn't play small. I think the nickname fits him pretty well. You know, he's I was in New England for a lot of years with Troy Brown and Wes Welker and Edelman and those guys, and the one common thing they all had was they had substance. You know, they didn't get knocked around. You got to be strong to play in the slot at the next level. Tank has that. And then Clayton, you know, he's been really good all year. You know, I think as an underclassman, there was some streakiness to his game. I think he's leveled that out this year. But he's a big, good-looking kid. He's a good athlete. I saw him this summer at the Manning camp, and he can really throw it, too. So when we did our calls around the league to kind of compare our scouting staff's grades with the league grades, Tune was a guy that, all the teams had really like solid middle round grades on. So he's definitely a draftable quarterback.
Jim Nagy, executive director, Senior Bowl with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Put on the tape for us. We got our Houston Texans who are really, really awful and need every position. But let's start at the quarterback position with the number one overall pick. Some guys that you've seen that you think might be worthy of that number one overall pick?
The usual names, I would say, you know, I think the names that are going to be talked about and have been talked about are up top with Bryce Young at Alabama and and Will Levis at Kentucky and C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, and they're all really different. And you can poke holes in all of them, which, you know, as scouts we tend to do. And you have to if you're going to make a franchise changing decision, because if you screw that one up, it really sets you back. So, you know, I think what the Texans have to weigh is, do they have a fair evaluation on Davis Mills? Are there enough playmakers around Davis Mills, you know, to show what he really is? And again, nobody's a bigger fan of Damian Pierce than I am, but is there enough weapons at tight end and receiver to get that evaluation on Davis? Just, you know, I got home last night and put on that Thursday or the Monday night game with San Francisco, and to see what Jimmy Garoppolo has around him with, you know, Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel and Kittle and Juszczyk. I mean, it is just, I mean, it's so much easier to play the position when you have those people. So I think that's what Houston has to face. Like, are these guys in this year's draft a clear upgrade over Davis Mills, and do we have a fair enough evaluation of Davis Mills?
Well, I want you to put on your old your evaluator. Let's say you were with the team. I think that the hard part here, Jim, is there's no question that life would be easier for Davis Mills with great. Look at Jalen Hurts this year. Look at Jimmy Garoppolo this year, as you mentioned. However, how often are you going to have the chance to have the first or second pick in a draft? And I think that's the difficult thing is, what about the idea of scouting forward? Because you don't know how you're going to perform the next year. So let's say you really love, just for example, Caleb Williams from USC. Well, who's to say you're going to be in the same position next year and you don't win five or six games, you're drafting sixth, and you don't have the opportunity to draft quarterback. How hard does that, and not as a Senior Bowl director, but as a guy who's worked in the league trying to find guys, how hard is it to pass on a position like quarterback if you've got the number one pick?
Yeah, no, it's really hard, and you do. You have to look beyond this year and what's down the pipe. You know, just talking to guys in the league right now, I haven't done a lot of work on these two players, but obviously when I'm watching the tape of other offensive players at those schools, Drake May at North Carolina and you said Caleb Williams at USC, there's a lot of buzz in the NFL right now that those two guys are better than anyone in this year's class. So, but again, I was a part of something in Kansas City with the Chiefs. You know, we went 4 years prior to Andy Reid getting there. I was there, and we went 4 years, and we never drafted a quarterback. You know, you had the Andrew Luck, RG3, Tannehill, Russell Wilson draft, and we clearly needed one. We didn't take one. And the next year, we were all shown the door. So, trust me, I've lived through it. I've lost a job over it. So, I'm of the mind, if you got a chance to take one, you got to take one. You got to give yourself a chance. But, you know, I really think these quarterbacks up at the top of this year's draft are going to get picked apart pretty good once we work through the process. And like I said, right now in the NFL, the names I keep hearing are the kid from UNC and the kid from USC.
So it would have been ideal if you, like, the Seahawks got a third rounder in Russell Wilson, who walked in and beat out a guy that they just paid big money to in the offseason, and they said, so what? We're going to play Russell Wilson. They also did a great job, Richard Sherman in the fifth round, Cam Chancellor in the fifth round, but it makes it so much easier if you don't have to use that number one overall pick on the quarterback and you can get those other positions having guys that are Pro Bowl-type players.
Yeah, and that's the roll of the dice for the Texans right now, is if they don't address quarterback this year and you try to add pieces, and look, guys, like, I thought they had a really good draft. You look at guys like Christian Harris and Petrie and Pierce, and I mean, they've got some building block young pieces. I really like this year's draft. They've got a lot of ammunition coming up. I think you know, Nick and the personnel staff there, they've got a good group of evaluators. If they don't go quarterback and add pieces, and then you take a next step, you're right. Then you might be in a position where you couldn't get a Drake May or a Caleb Williams the next year. So that's kind of the roll of the dice. You know, so maybe the safest way to do it would be to take one this year and try to get a full year evaluation on that guy. Play him right out of the chute. Play him all 17 games next year. And then if you're staring at it again, I just don't think you can address the quarterback position enough. But that's going to be the big decision in the offseason. It's going to be a very strategic decision that they have in front of them.
Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, with us right now. I think it's fascinating to watch how team building changes year after year. Usually there's things that change 3 to 5 years, and a new pattern will evolve. And one of them is pain and getting the wide receiver one. And it's become so critical to the success of quarterbacks now. Just look at Tua for example. It is, you know, are we going to see something where you may have a team say, hey, let's try to find that special wide receiver first and then go get the quarterback? I know that's unusual, and it's typically not the way it's done, but one thing we have seen is a really great wide receiver can completely take it to the next level, especially if you find a good second pass catcher, whether it's a tight end or wide receiver to pair with them. It can do wonders for an offense.
Yeah, it's a dramatic shift from where we've been in the past. I mean, just my background over the last 25 years of this, like, receiver was a position you always felt like you could wait on a little bit. And, you know, just for whatever, over the last couple of years, the contracts, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, these contracts for veteran receivers are so astronomical that, you know, teams are looking for cheap young help. But right now, a first-rounder is a heck of a lot cheaper than if you got to go pay an established guy. So I think that's what we saw in last year's draft. I do think it's a trend that's probably going to continue. And it just stems from, you know, frankly, I think some teams overpaid in free agency. But, yeah, it's a huge departure from where we've been in the past. But it'll be interesting. I still think the quarterback position is where it starts. And I think the offensive line is where it starts. I mean, I think you look at the teams that are like right now, the Detroit Lions are starting to gain some traction because they're a young developing team. But they do have a really good offensive line, and they can run the football with Swift and Williams. So, I mean, to me, that's where it starts. And the Texans look like they've got a couple nice players up there. So, you know, that's a good place to start. But, yeah, Nick and James Lipford and those guys, that staff, I mean, they've got a lot of decisions in the offseason how they're going to build this thing. But the good thing is they've got plenty of ammunition with that Deshaun trade. So they're sitting in a good spot. You know, I think they can go in a lot of different directions, though.
Absolutely. That's Jim Nagy, Senior Bowl Executive Director right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. Before you go, how difficult is your job with so many guys leaving, underclassmen leaving? You got that. You know, you got to continually find those seniors that are still around and are going to be big draft picks.
Yeah, you know, it's we've seen the trend of juniors year reverse over the last couple of years. Last year, it was in the 70s. That number was well over 100 a few years ago. We were in like the 120s with junior early outs. You know, and now that we can bring guys to the Senior Bowl that graduate, that helps us too. If they graduate before December, so. The last couple of years, 2 years ago, we had 16 juniors. Last year, I believe we had 12. But we had 45 of the top 100 picks in last year's game, which was our best number in over a decade when all these juniors really started to flood the thing. So the key for us is getting the seniors to commit. You know, and I feel like we've done a good job of that over the last 4 or 5 years, is really making this a destination where these kids want to come and they're excited about playing in the game. So if we can get the seniors that are eligible and then the juniors, there's some juniors up at the top of our board right now that are going to graduate. If we can get those guys, we're going to have a great game.
That's Jim Nagy, the Senior Bowl Executive Director, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jim, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Great insight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Jim Nagy right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glenn Davis is going to join us on the other side. He fell asleep.
Because he was watching Saudi Arabia, Argentina at 4.
At 4 in the morning. He's a crazy man. He is nuts. All right. What's the underdog, Lance?
Nope. You're going to have to talk about our friends over at my bookie. That's what you need to do because you skipped that last segment.
I did. Why would I do something like that?
No, you wouldn't, because that's at 9:13.
That's right. That's exactly.
Well, what do you say, kids? Why don't I tell you about Underdog Fantasy? John's right. I really should be talking Underdog Fantasy because now, man, I was so close this weekend. I was so close. I needed my 5 became 15. So I did take 5 and turn it into 15. But do you know if I had just had one, if I didn't have Marquez Valdez-Scantling for my Sunday night game, I just needed one different player and that could have turned into a $57 winner, I think is what it was. And then I think first place, I believe, was $9,000 for that particular draft. There's a bunch of different drafts. There's a lot of different football drafts. You can pay a small little fee, like $5, to get into the mega draft with thousands of people around the country. You can play head-to-head against people for $25. I'll do that. You can play a three-man draft. You can set up a larger draft. You can even make private leagues where you and your friends are the only ones in this league, and you can play for real money. This is a great, Great site, great app for you to use. And then, of course, they have the Pick'em feature where you can go higher or lower on statistics and win multipliers. Went up to 20 times your original play if you pick the right number of highs and lows on the statistics. You decide anywhere between 2 and 5 players. Make sure that you are part of Underdog Fantasy's crew. The download, go to Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance, and they'll match up to $100 of your first deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.